This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, I readily did accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him, his love had no end. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again to Righteous Companions. And we are still, this is the fifth episode with the Prophet's faithful friend, Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the second of the two. And we are, brothers and sisters in Islam, at the scene right after the burial of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ummah is without a leader. The question is, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name someone to be the leader after him? The answer is no, because if he would have named anybody, any name after him to be the Khalifa, the leader of the Muslims, the companions, knowing their caliber, would not have stepped over his decision, would not have ignored it. But yet we believe from the text, the authentic one, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hinted for Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to be the Amir, to be the Khalifa after him. I shared an evidence fi Sahih al-Bukhari, Hadith Jubayr ibn Mut'am radiyallahu anhu, in the last episode with you, that a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she basically asked him a certain question. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her to come back to me. The woman said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened if I don't find you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if he understood that she is referring to his death, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, come to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And I also shared with you in the last episode the hadith fi Sunan Abi Dawood, hadith Abdullah ibn Zam'ah radiyallahu anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, towards the beginning of his illness, his final illness, he told Bilal to ask someone from the companions to lead the salah, and Bilal picked up, asked Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, at a time when Abu Bakr was not there, Abu Bakr was absent, and when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the takbiratul ihram of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he became upset. He said, Ya'ba Allah, where is Abu Bakr? Ya'ba al-Muslimun, an yuqaddama ahadun ala Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. Question to those who talk about the leadership of Abi Bakr, and those who say that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu took it, or he had no right to have it. Someone whom Allah whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to be a guardian of our deen, to be the imam of the salah. Wouldn't you think that he's trustworthy to be also a leader to help us handle our dunya matters? Do you reason? If he chosen him to be the imam, the one who leads us in front of Allah in the salah, when we stand in the salah, we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who is leading the congregation is the Imam. If the Imam is chosen to head the Ummah in front of Allah, shouldn't he be qualified to head the Ummah in the dunya matters? Brothers and sisters in Islam, rather, Hadith Aisha radiallahu anha, fi Sahih al-Bukhari, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he made the statement, they actually sent for Abu Bakr and told him, come and sit down and lead the salah. Another hadith, very similar to this, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them to ask Abu Bakr to lead the salah. Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulallah, inna Aba Bakr rajul asif. Abu Bakr is a very soft-hearted person. When he recites the Quran, he weeps and he cries. And the companions will not be able to comprehend and hear and understand the recitation of the Quran. Why don't you ask Umar? She actually hinted to Hafsa to do the same. Aisha is the daughter of Abu Bakr. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her? مُرُوا أَبَا بَكْرٍ فَلْيُصَلِّي بِالنَّاسِ. Ask Abu Bakr to lead the people in the salah. No question, brothers and sisters in Islam. All these ahadith are authentic, and all these ahadith are indications from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the ummah not to have another leader when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is alive. Immediately after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Al-Ansar, the dwellers of Medina, the supporters, they gathered in a place called Thaqifat Bani Sa'idah with a companion whose name is Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. And they started talking about who will head the ummah. Here is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu with his caliber again, with his initiative again. He is a leader. He was born a leader. But we could not recognize his leadership when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive, because he was the second man to the Prophet. And when you're the second man, you go down a little bit. Immediately he took Aba Ubayd ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and they went to the location in the Thaqifah, and they arrived there. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, in a different wording to this hadith, he said this because the situation was tough. The Ummah, by the way, was at the verge of a crisis of a leader is not identified immediately. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Umar said, I have prepared things to say in order to cool down the situation, and I was afraid that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, if he speaks, he would not cover it. Umar asked, Abu Bakr Siddiq asked Umar's permission. He told him, Umar, allow me to speak. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu stood up and he addressed Al-Ansar. And he said things that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wanted to say. Umar ibn al-Khattab commented on this by saying, he said more than, and he was more eloquent than me. Here's some of the things that he said, and that shows also the wisdom. Ayyuha al-Ansar, O Ansar, no one can deny your contribution to this deen. You supported the Messenger of Allah. You hosted him. You given your wealth and your lives to this deen of Allah. But you know that al-Muhajireen, the immigrants, were the first to believe. And you know that they are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one can deny your rights. No one can deny your status. But نحن الأمراء وأنتم الوزراء. We are the leaders and you are our helpers. You know what? Immediately, brothers and sisters in Islam, the father of النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما, his name is Bashir ibn Sa'd, he stood up. He's from Al-Ansar. And he said, Ayyuha Al-Ansar, O Al-Ansar, no one can deny your rights. No one can deny what you've done for the Ummah. But we have no right to take this away from the people who first believed, the people who migrated from their homes and they came here. Let's help one another. Immediately Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, upon hearing Bashir ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu making that statement, he stood up in front of the congregation and he raised the hand of Abi Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah and the hand of Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he said, this is the hand, this is Umar ibn al-Khattab, and you know his status. And this is Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, and you know what his status is, Aminul Ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, the trustworthy of the Ummah. Give the bay'ah, give the pledge to one of them. Ya Allah, look at the generation. He's not seeking it for himself. He is not. Stay out of it. That's not your business. They never fought for positions, that generation. They loved Allah. They loved the deen. They never wanted chairs. They never wanted positions. That is not their caliber. It is not your business. Fitna seekers in the ummah to talk about Abu Bakr became the leader, this should have been the leader, and that should have been the leader. That is not your business. Look how it was done. Look. Look and reason. Look and reason. Immediately Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu made that beautiful statement, Wallahi, by Allah, I would rather have my neck chipped off, cut, but not for ith, not for a had, not for a violation of the laws of Allah, to be ahead of Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Ya'ba Allah, Allah refuses that I come ahead of you. And they given the bay'ah to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He given the bay'ah, the pledge to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to be the Khalifa of the Muslims. And everyone else in this gathering, in this room, stood up and they given the pledge to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu to be the Khalifa of the Muslims. The following day, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu addressed the rest of the Ummah in Medina, and everyone came to give the pledge to Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared the Ummah from a huge fitna, the fitna of leadership, the fitna of positions. And the ummah was spared because of the wisdom and the eloquence. And Abi Bakr as-Siddiq was the tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in order to spare the ummah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's take a short break and come back again to talk about the challenges that faced Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu upon taking that position. You see, that position is not an honorable position, is not for honor. Being Khalifa, being leader, is not an honor. It's amanah. Innaha amanah. You are entrusted with it. Wa innaha yawma al-qiyamati khizyun wa nadama. And in the day of resurrection, you could be disgraced because of this amanah. Inna Allaha sa'il. كل راع عما استرعاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask everyone who is in charge, will ask everyone who is in charge for anything. Brothers and sisters in Islam, so let's take a short break and come back and find out how Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu handled his challenges from day one upon becoming the leader of the Muslims. Till then, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I really did accept Muhammad's message from God. I really did accept Muhammad's message from God. Muhammad's message from God.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Righteous Companions. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu delivers his first khutbah, his first sermon, the appointment khutbah, explaining to the ummah how he will run things. He began with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and sending salah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Then he started saying, I'm not the best of you, but here I am. I have to be in that position. So help me, as long as I'm doing good. And if I go astray or start doing bad, help me to stop. The weak amongst you is strong until I take his right for him. And the strong amongst you is weak until I take the right from him and give it back to the weak. Obey me as long as I obey Allah and his messenger. When you see me disobeying Allah and his messenger, I'm not entitled to your obedience. What a beautiful sermon. Short, brief. And he said, مَا تَرَكَ قَوْمُنُ الْجِهَادِ إِلَّا أَذَلَّهُمُ اللَّهِ. Any people who give up jihad in the cause of Allah, striving in the cause of Allah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates them. And here is the first test, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Khalifatu Rasulillah, the Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was faced with. A lot of the people, upon hearing the news of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam outside Medina and Mecca, they left Islam. Also emerged in the Muslim Ummah the fake prophets, Musaylima, the liar, and others, people who claim that they are prophets, and their family members followed them just because they are from the family, for nationalism, because this is a nationalist movement, as they say. Also, others of the Ummah, they said, we're not going to pay the zakah anymore. We're Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take from their wealth the zakah, O Muhammad. So they said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not alive anymore. So we're not going to give the zakah to anyone else after Muhammad. Look what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was faced with. He has to bring all those people back to Islam. Add to this, look at this hardship that he was faced with. I just want to show you the caliber of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq as a leader after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right before his death, he prepared an army. And he appointed Usama ibn Zayd to be the leader of this army in order to go and fight some tribes called Quda'a in the borders of the Muslims with the Romans, because these tribes supported the Romans against the Muslims when the Muslims were fighting them in a battle known to be Mu'tah. And inshallah, we will learn about it as we talk about Zayd ibn Haritha, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, and Abdullah ibn Rawaha, because those three were the leaders in sequence, and they died, the three of them, in this battle. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to discipline these tribes, and he prepared an army led by a 17 years old. Dear youth, come back to the deen. Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. And under his leadership was Abu Bakr, was Umar, was Uthman, Abi Ubaidah, and all the elite of the Ummah. And that army actually started marching, but right at the border of the Medina, they heard about the news of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they stopped. So now Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had to make a decision. Should he send this army out, that huge army out, when he has to discipline these people who left Islam and these fake prophets and the people who stopped paying the zakah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the things that he said
while he was going through the agonies of death, أنفذوا بعث أسامة. Make sure that the army of Usama carries on, goes to that mission. So the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, headed by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, came to convince Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to delay sending that army. Look what Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu said. Wallahi, by Allah, I will never stop something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this army must go. Wallahi, even if those people come to Medina, even if the dogs and the wolves come and basically eat all of us in Medina, I will not stop something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started. Then one of them said, Ya Khalifat Rasulillah, Usama ibn Zayd is so young. Can you appoint another leader to the army? He looks at this, Wallahi, I'm not to change something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. This army, brothers and sisters in Islam, started marching towards the borders of the Muslims with the Roman Empire. And at the same time, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu started preparing the army in order to fight those who became non-Muslims after their Islam, and those who stopped paying the zakah, and those fake prophets and their followers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there was no better decision than this decision is to actually make sure that this army is gone to the borders of the Romans. Because as this army was marching towards the borders of the Muslims with the Roman Empire, the people, the Bedouins and the neighboring tribes to Medina, they said, the Muslims must be still strong. Here is in spite of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are sending that huge army out to fight the Romans. So a lot of them came back to Islam because of this army. This army, brothers and sisters in Islam, went and came back victorious, and they had a lot of spoils of war. At the same time, brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu insisted in fighting those who stopped paying the zakah. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu started debating with him. Ya Khalifat Rasulillah, how can you talk, how can you fight, kill people who say la ilaha illallah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Umirtu an uqatil an-nas. I was commanded to fight people until they say la ilaha illallah. If they say it, then they are secured from me. Then Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the most knowledgeable of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya Umar, hasn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, illa bihaqqiha, except the things that basically makes a person a believer in la ilaha illallah, the pillars of the deen, the salah, the zakah, the fasting, the hajj, وَالزَّكَاةُ مِنْ حَقِّهَا. And his zakah is one of the requirement of la ilaha illallah. Wallahi, by Allah, لَوْ مَنَعُونِي عِقَالَ بَعِيرٍ كَانُوا يُؤَدُّونَهُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَقَاتَلْتُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ. By Allah, if they stop doing something they used to do during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if it is one camel, I will fight them for it. A lenient, a severe in Islam or Umar, and then a severe pre-Islam or Umar, and then you are lenient now in Islam. I'm asking your help. I'm asking you to support me on this. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu an, فَمَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا أَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. I have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Abu Bakr to do this. I agreed with him. And it was the best thing that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq did, is handling these tribes. And he sent armies after armies after armies, led by Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, until this fitna stopped and the Muslims came back to Islam. And the zakah was paid again. Ali ibn al-Madini, a very famous scholar of the Ummah, he said the Ummah was faced with two severe calamities. The calamity of al-Riddah, the Muslims turning away from Islam, and Abu Bakr was it. And the second fitna was the fitna of khalqul Quran. And Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, was for it. This is the caliber of a leader, brothers and sisters in Islam. Don't miss the next episode of Righteous Companions. It will be, unfortunately, the last episode covering this beautiful character, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And I tell you, we have not said anything about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Don't miss the next episode of Righteous Companions. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Pen is spreading the word to the people who needed to hear. Oh, how rarely did he accept Muhammad's message from God. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend, trusted and protected him. His love had no end. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Allah be pleased with him, companion in Jannah, oh blessed by Allah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Prophet's faithful friend.